Easter people embrace repentance. They always keep the big picture in mind, and that's why repentance is worth it. What is repentance? Repentance, just to make sure we're talking about the same thing here, is a U-turn, a change of heart, a desire to stop sinning and go back towards God. To repent means you admit your sin openly and fully as God does without cutting corners or blaming. You are sorry that that is the situation. But then instead of trying to be your own savior, repentance also means you trust in Jesus as the only savior that exists. And then, being saved by his finished work, you struggle with his help and energy to change your sinful ways. Easter people embrace repentance instead of embracing doing things their own way because they keep the big picture in mind. That is what the prophet Hosea was telling the people of Israel during an absolutely terrible time in Israel's history. It was a terrible time as far as things were going spiritually, even though on the outside, maybe it looked like things were going great. Hosea ministered to the Israelites during the 700s BC. It was a time of prosperity. It was a time also, though, of prostitution and a time of people not repenting. It was a time when they blamed God for their problems, if they ever had any. And it was a time when they said, why should I listen to God's word? Because I have it pretty good right now. I have money. I have success. I have the ability to live with lots of pleasure more and more as I see fit. And the last thing on their mind was repentance. There's a video that I am including in this email about a modern version of the link to what it was like to be Hosea. You see, here's what God wanted Hosea to be. God told Hosea, I want you, my lead prophet, to marry a prostitute. Marry someone with a lot of boyfriends because she's going to cheat on you after you give her your love. And then, Hosea, you will know what it's like to be me. Because I, the Lord, have given my love to Israel. I have given my love to them as my people, and they have not been faithful to me. Instead, they have cheated on me. They have followed their own devices and desires in their heart. They will not repent or listen to what I have to say, and they don't even realize that I realize all what their sins are doing to them and how much they hurt me. Their sins are engulfing them, and yet they continue to believe lies about me. The Lord wanted Hosea to take Gomer, the prostitute, as his wife, and then take her back as a picture of what it's like to be the Lord having a heartbroken attitude towards his people who just won't repent, even though he deeply desires them to do so. Why would those hard-hearted Israelites not repent? It's because they were ignoring their sin and living their own way. It's because they were blaming God and others for the sin that would bump into their lives from time to time if they were willing to admit any of it. And it's because they were assuming things about God that were not true. They assumed that he didn't care. They assumed that he wouldn't do anything. They assumed that he wasn't angry about it, that he had a casual attitude. They assumed that they would never be held accountable. The Lord said this in the middle of the book of Hosea, I long to redeem them, but they speak about me falsely. And yet remember, this book of Hosea was written in the 700s BC, 700 plus years before Jesus came. He still came though, didn't he? Even though the people of Israel were sinful and unrepentant, even though they broke their covenant with God, the Lord still sent Jesus anyways to give them life after death. Listen to this powerful verse from Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will deliver this people from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, are your plagues? Where, O grave, is your destruction? Even though the people of Israel were sprinting towards death and destruction with their unrepentance, rebellion, and hard-heartedness, the Lord still sent Jesus to live in their place, to die in their place with their sins covering him, and then to rise from the grave, to give them the promise of life after death if they would only just turn around and repent. This is why Easter people who focus on life after death embrace repentance. Instead of ignoring sin, Easter people admit sin openly as God does. Instead of not thinking that unrepentant people have it better, Easter people say, you know what, I have it better because a repentant soul is saved by God for eternity. I have something that lasts forever and not just something that's a temporary sort of a joy, but not really. Easter people don't blame God or others for problems in the world or in their lives. They accept the blame and own their own sin, dropping it at the cross. And Easter people don't even entertain the possibility of trying to live for this life. Instead, their hearts are set on things above. Go ahead and be an Easter person that sets your heart on things above. Don't live in what is doomed to destruction, your sin, or anything that is just temporary. Instead, live in the word of life. Live in the power of resurrection after death. Live in Easter message and glory with the Savior who lived, died, and rose to call you his own for eternity.